Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, every now and then there's a story about a guy that we just gotta call a hero, guys. You know, guys, heroes don't wear capes. Here we have a guy who hacked into the Kentucky database and actually made it look like he was dead so he could avoid paying child support. Guys.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Away with it for a long time, and then he finally got caught. So guys, we'll get into this here. Before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going, guys. My locals and my second channel are in the description, guys. And guys, let's get into this.
Pulaski County, a man admitted to faking his death to avoid paying child support. 39-year-old Jesse Kipp pled guilty to computer fraud and aggravated identity theft. In 2023, he used a computer to access the Hawaii Death Registry system, where he created a fake death certificate for himself. His plea document says that he did this to avoid paying child support fees.
Look at that.
He was initially charged with multiple counts of computer fraud and identity theft, but many of those were dropped in the plea deal. Now he owes more than $200,000 to various.
$200,000, guys. Look at that.
His agencies. He will appear in court in Frankfurt next Friday.
And now, guys, look, he did get sentenced here. So, guys, here's the article. All right, look at this. Man who USS fake death to avoid child support gets 81 months in prison. Look at that, guys. So the man, Jesse Kipp, hacked into the state death registry systems to fake his own death, in part to avoid paying more than $100,000 in child support. A Kentucky man who prosecutors say hacked into the state death registry systems to fake his own death to avoid paying more than $100,000 in child support, was sentenced on Monday to 81 months in federal prison, authorities said. So according to federal prosecutors, Jesse Kipp of Somerset, Kentucky, hacked into the Hawaii Death Registry system in January 2023 with the username and password of a doctor living in another state to create and certify his own death certificate. This resulted in Kipp being registered as a deceased person in many government databases. Kipp admitted that he faked his own death in part to avoid his outstanding child support obligations. Look at that. Look at that, guys. In an arrangement with prosecutors, Kipp pleaded guilty in April to one count of computer fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft. Under the deal, other charges against him were dropped. Prosecutors who cited Mr. Kipp's criminal history recommended a sentence of 84 months in prison, while his lawyer had recommended 72 months. Both sides agree that Kipp should pay $195,758.65 to cover child support that he failed to pay, as well as damages related to the government and corporate computer systems. Guys, you got to give this guy a cheer, right? Just for the old college try, right? You know what I mean? There are times where a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. And guys, there's gonna be all these effinists. Oh, how dare him? You know what I mean? All this.
How dare you?
Not step up and take care of. Look, guys, we all know this child support system's screwed, right? And guys, I don't blame him. I'm just trying to figure out how he got caught, right? So Mr. Kipp, he was born in Hawaii. He was divorced in 2008 in California and owed more than $116,000 in child support obligations to his daughter and her mother. This is a stark reminder of how damaging criminals with computers can be and how critically important the computer and online security is to us all, says Carlton S. Shear IV, the U.S. attorney, who's obviously a
beta,
right? Because, guys, one day this Carlton Shear guy is going to end up in child support court. And watch him call this Mr. Kipp guy and be like, "Ayo, man." Do you remember me, man? Hey, yo, I need you to help me out, buddy. You know what I mean? Look at that. So the case was investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Louisville, Kentucky's Attorney General's office. It's not immediately clear how he learned of the scheme. So, they're not going to tell us how he got caught. So investigators found services, including California Child Support. Aria's father died and removed California Child Support for deceased on his laptops. Catherine M. Deerroof, assistant U.S. attorney for Eastern District Kentucky, said in a sentencing memo. So Mr. Kidd had obtained a Social Security number that had not yet been issued by the Social Security Administration to use after he had been registered as unalived. Huh. He also hacked other states' death registry systems along with private business networks and governmental and corporate networks using the legitimate credentials stolen from real people and tried to sell the information on the dark web. In her sentencing memo, Ms. Deerroof said that Mr. Kiff had concerning criminal history that displays a classic recidivist profile. Mr. Kiff was convicted in Nebraska in 2010 on charges of criminal possession of four or more financial transaction devices and sentenced to 3 to 5 years in prison. He had charges pending in Pulaski County in connection with use of stolen credit card numbers to pay for food and delivery apps like DoorDash. According to Mr. Maselli, Mr. Kiff is a military veteran that served in the Iraq War and was generally discharged under honorable conditions. He has struggled with drug addiction that led to an increase in reckless and criminal behavior, all which occurred after his military service. So guys, he's a veteran who probably saw some shit over there and ended up getting hooked. Cause like PTSD, man, that's sad, dude. That's sad, you know? Man. Well, look at this, guys. Hey guys, this shows what a motivated veteran can do. That's a lot of hacking, dude. You know what I mean? Not only that, but he managed to get another social. I wonder how he got caught. He was probably with some chick and he broke up with her, right? You know what I mean? Like, he was probably, messing around with some chick and he ghosted her and she said, "I'ma kill your bitch ass, bitch!" And called the cops on him. That had to be it, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because to do all this, you gotta be pretty meticulous. Even though he was on drugs. So, guys, let me know if you think that this 81 months is fair. You know? And, guys, do you blame this guy for trying to get out of this much child support? I'm wondering why he just didn't leave the country. Get your new social, get a new passport, and leave. So, all right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.